You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there. We are the Fantasy Producers. Chris Bavona. Pete Cunzadori, though, he ain't here.
Absent.
Poor guy's absent. He's not absent, though. He's on his trip. I was on my trip last weekend. He's on his trip up to Toronto. Shout out to our boy, PJ Cunzadori. With me, Kevin Walsh.
What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, do I have to go on some type of vacation next Sunday?
You can.
I mean, I could.
The last I checked, we do live in a free country, so you're absolutely, welcome to go on any type of vacation.
That's good to know. I just didn't know if it was some type of requirement. And this is now week two for me here on the Fantasy Producers, and both weeks, I don't know how you guys were doing a show.
Sorry, I was just taking a sip of my seltzer here. One of these. This is the great thing about this show is that there. It's kind of a no holds bar, and Kevin, I'm actually really excited for this week. This show specifically, we've got to talk so much today about the fact that I got a cold on my trip, the fact that fantasy football is right around the corner, and for once, I can actually start talking about fantasy sports. How about that? You're going to get a little bit of fantasy sports today.
Who would have thought on Fantasy Sports Network there'd be some fantasy sports?
The thing, though, that I'm most excited about is in the next hour, we're going to be giving a little bit of a preview of Dane Martinez, host of Fantasy Freestyle. You can listen to that every day, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be previewing some of the, not necessarily previewing, we're going to be predicting what sports movies are going to be in his greatest of all time tournament. During the NCAA tournament, we did a greatest of all time TV tournament together for when he was doing Shot Callers. And now, with the summer coming around, it's going to get, once it gets hot, sometimes you don't want to go outside. You want to watch a good movie. We're going to break down the greatest of all time sports movies. That's what I'm really excited about today, Kevin.
Now, how are they going to decide the winner? Are they going to be putting polls up on Twitter? Or is it going to be some type of consensus
it's
amongst the people in the studio?
It's going to be all Twitter-related, all through Twitter. That's how you were going to be able to do that. Dane will absolutely share with you guys the bracket that will be coming up. That'll be tomorrow, so make sure you listen to Fantasy Freestyle again, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. That's when you'll find out the we'll find out the rankings from each bracket. So, yeah.
We're giving kind of a preview then of the bracket, kind of like the first look, right?
It's pretty much going to be what movies that we really – it's really going to just be us like saying, like, well, I really like this movie and hoping that it gets into the bracket. And we'll try and figure out, like, where exactly – where we think that each movie should be ranked. Should Major League be number one in baseball? Should Field of Dreams be number one? Something along those lines. That's what we're going to be doing today. And actually, I'm going to be bringing in a special guest to be sitting in with you, Kevin. So that is what we are doing today. But right now, as we're getting into break, Kevin, a very bad thing happened to me on my road trip, but it was really at the end, and I kind of want to get your take on how you would take care of this. I need cold remedies.
A little suspense. Yep. As we head out to break.
All right, cold remedies coming up on the Fantasy Producers.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Their eyes are always on the bullseye. It's the FSTA award-winning show On Target.
Baseball is a game of confidence. When you have confidence at the plate, you're seeing the ball well, the ball looks like a giant beach ball. And when you don't, it's hard. It's a hard game. People don't realize how hard it is sometimes, and they get very impatient. I think Nolan Arenado is a buy. I think Manny Machado is an absolute buy. And we said Todd Frazier yesterday. That's another guy I'd put in the buy category.
On Target, weekdays from 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Are you tired of being a big loser? I don't mean in your everyday life. This is not a self-help ad. I mean in fantasy sports. Are your friends chirping you relentlessly in your group chats or on fantasy league message boards? Well, guess what? All you need to help is the Fantasy Sports Network. Between our smart, witty, and hilarious hosts, our knowledge, advice, and wide range of expertise will help you and provide you with all the tools you need for fantasy supremacy. Don't buy it? Well, we have the best of the best across the entire industry, so join us. Give us a shot. I mean, your wife gave you one, and look how thankful you are that she did. Join us every single day to help you win your league. The Fantasy Sports Network. Find us on your local cable box at FNTSY.com or on your Xbox, Apple TV, Roku, or Amazon Fire.
Yeah. Little spin doctors for us, Kevin.
Not bad.
But you know what? It's not the type of doctor I need right now. Well, actually, no. I got to be honest.
Oh, yeah, are you good? Better. You sound fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, I'm much better. But I do got to tell you, Monday was awful.
It was something else? Was
Monday
beast.
Was a really bad morning for me. So, Kevin, I don't know if you know. You know, this is actually the first time that you and I have met. I am the normal morning guy here at Fantasy Sports Radio Network, so I'm usually working on Cincata and Angle, Roto Experts in the Morning, Old School Fantasy, On Target Fantasy. These guys are amazing. Make sure you guys listen to them every morning. I provide their music. I cut up their audio, and I just make sure that they sound pretty. The one who didn't sound pretty on Monday was this guy, and thankfully, I'm only on Sundays, so... When I came in on Monday morning, I had just gotten back from Ohio. I got to meet my girlfriend's family, and got to meet her grandparents. And I also, one of the cool things I got to do was I got to go to Kings Island, the theme park. It's right outside Cincinnati. It was so much fun. I'm such a diehard theme park fan, but I think I figured out what happened to me because. Are you a big theme park guy, Kevin?
I'm not big on rides. I'm going to be honest with you. They kind of scare the crap out of me.
Really? See, the funny thing is that we took her nephew, her 11-year-old nephew, and he's normally – he was freaked out about rides. But hanging out with us, he actually got on a few of the more like kind of the crazier rides.
I feel like it has to be put into you at a young age. So I was defiant, and no one really pushed the issue on it, and that is now going to remain – the case. And I'm okay with that, though. They seriously scare the crap out of me.
Really? But like, would you do like something like skydiving or something like that?
No. No. It's too... I don't know why it's very boring, but to me, like, the risk is not worth the reward. There is no 100% guarantee. I'll pass.
All right. I guess if that's the case, then... all right. You know what? To each his own. I'm not going to make you feel bad about it because I understand. I totally understand. And you know what? Especially, I think I just found out about there was a big crash. At one of these places in Kansas City. Oh, no, this was last year.
See, you just set it back even further, the timeline, for me really giving this a shot.
You know what, though? If you're going to go to a theme park, there's so many things to do. You can play games at theme parks. You can I mean, listen, you could probably play games anywhere. But back to my story. One of the rides I went on was one of these Log River rides. And I swear every time I get on one of these things, I hope that I don't get wet. And I'm just sitting there like, all right, maybe I won't get wet. Maybe I won't get splashed. I get drenched. Aww. And I'm pretty sure that's what ended up giving me a cold. So on Sunday night, we're driving back. It's a 10-hour drive from Ohio. Both of us, my girlfriend and I, we're just miserable. She's tired. I'm just my nose is running and snotting around. And I did all, you know, I stopped at a few rest areas to try and get some emergency, some just anything with vitamin C. And it was just miserable. And then then 2 hours of sleep later, I'm back here at my beautiful post here in the control room. Miserable. Absolutely miserable. I even had to I absolutely warned people like, guys, I'm sick. Please don't talk to me. Yeah. Because the problem would be there's a difference between getting a cold and like getting really sick. When you get really sick, like you get the flu, you know, you're sick. Mm-hmm. Like you are awful. You know, people start treating you nicely. When you have a cold like I did, you're just a big pain in the ass.
Yeah, the 2 hours of sleep though is really what's going to kill you.
Exactly,
you can't be sick and survive on 2 hours.
I mean, there was nothing I could do about that though. We got my girlfriend and I think we got back into New York City. Oh, it had to be about 1 o'clock in the morning. The drive is fine up until we get to the George Washington Bridge. You know, and that's where I'm just like, yeah, thanks New York. Thank you. that's my love-hate relationship with my hometown.
Yeah, traffic can be
But this
was
also at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's what pissed me off the most.
New York can honestly amaze you with so many different things. Like the weather, I think, is the one that always stands out. The fact that it can snow, then be sunny, then rain. Like it's very, very strange. But traffic to me is kind of one of those things where you always seem to either be flying by and laughing at the other side, or you're just sat there wondering what you did to deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. And with all of that, sitting in traffic, having my nose just running straight down my shirt, everything. Luckily my girlfriend was, you know, my girlfriend's cool about that stuff, and she's just like, whatever. I've nannied kids before. You blowing snot all over yourself, no big deal. Just don't get it on me. That's really all that mattered. But I was just like, I needed some remedies. So you know what? I said, I want to find out. 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Get at us at Twitter, at FNTSY Radio, at The Kevin Walsh, right?
That's right.
All right, awesome. That's a lot easier than, for some reason, it's a lot easier than at PJ Consultory 29, and a little bit easier than at Magnifico Animal, that is me. I might answer some stuff on Twitter, I don't know. But I want to find out, what are your top remedies for getting rid of a cold?
So, for me, the absolute best one is the hot shower. For some reason,
yeah, that me too.
It always makes me feel better. I'm normally just kind of a waited out guy. Like, they're going to go away. They're always really tough in the morning, and I think that's probably why work was so difficult on you that day. But as the day progresses, it kind of lessens. Sleep in the hot shower is definitely for me.
Oh, wait, so you sleep in the shower?
I'm not going to say that's not happened before. I'll be honest.
Oh, it happens to me all the time. I'll just stand there, like put my head on the wall and just.
Well, I have, so my shower is also a tub. So sometimes, like, I'll be like, oh, maybe if I just sat down for 1 second, you know, I could just.
Okay, so you took the two that I really like. So obviously, between bed rest, obviously taking a nice hot shower, letting the hot water just smack me right on the nose, right in the sinus areas. That's my favorite thing. That's my favorite thing to do when I'm not feeling well. I mentioned getting vitamin C. I wanted to look at a few more that are just like not too common, and I found this one that I always forget about. Increasing humidity in your home and bedroom. Having a humidifier. The problem in New York is that the New York air can get really, really dry.
Yeah. I feel like I'm fine with the hot. I'm not one that likes to be hot too much to where, like, I feel like I would start to complain. Like, oh, I'm sick. Now it's really hot. This is all terrible and gross.
Yeah. Now, the other one that I kind of figured out that could really help me, too, is eating spicy food.
That was interesting. I saw that as well. That's interesting. I've never tried it. I'm not a big spicy food guy.
See, not a big deal for me. I can eat anything spicy. Okay, even spicier, the better. So, you know, like you put like a big thing of hot sauce in thing. But I did realize something. Just because it's spicy doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work. So I can't. So like buffalo wings. No, I love buffalo wings. But no, that didn't really help. It just got me more messy. And actually, I couldn't breathe even. It was the breathing was worse for me. Eating a buffalo wing, but yet I had these kind of like fried jalapeno chips. They were just like kind of like potato chips, but they were just jalapenos. And I just like downed like six or seven of those, and that really cleared my sinuses.
It worked
pretty quickly. Oh yeah, it absolutely worked. With two minutes coming up, what are some ones that you've heard people talk about that you don't like?
I don't know. I haven't necessarily gone through all people's cold remedies. I would say that the spicy food idea does sound like a decent excuse to get some wings, though. I don't know if that's where it originated from. Like, I find like there are certain things that have originated that just aren't true. Like, for one, I don't know if you believe in this, but when they say if you get pooped on by a bird, it's good luck. That, to me, is a 100% lie that some kid got pooped on by his bird and his mom said to him, oh, that's good luck, and it has now become like a known thing. And I think that's great parenting, but it's not true.
Yeah, the difference is that whenever I heard about the bird pooping on me, is it's more that if I stepped in bird poop when I was playing baseball, which would happen all the time when I was a kid, because our baseball field was right next to this little pond where all the ducks would just like walk through the baseball field, crap everywhere. And my mom would always tell me, oh, if you stepped in the poop, it's good luck. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm with you on that one, Kevin. That was an absolute lie. It's a lie. It's fake news.
Like, how am I having good luck? I just got crapped on by a bird.
Well, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, you're not selling me on it.
Listen, guy. Listen, you're walking around New York City. If you're listening to us on the Fantasy Sports app, hopefully you're not getting bird poop on you. Hopefully you're not stepping in bird poop. I don't know. Hopefully you're not getting a cold. That's what I'm probably more worried about. I don't want you guys getting a cold because the one thing I never want to do is I don't want to get people sick. That's the biggest thing I never want to do. But you know what I do want to do when we come back? I want to talk a little bit about fantasy football.
Woo!
For the once, we're going to talk some fantasy sports on the Fantasy Producers. Did you ever think that would happen? A little fantasy football, Kevin, coming back.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Looking for an edge in your daily fantasy contests? Head on over to DailyRoto.com, where you'll find the best free and premium content in the industry. Hone your skills or sweat out your games in the forums by talking DFS picks, strategy, and much more with a talented community of players. Founded by Drew Dinkmeyer, Mike Leone, and Adam Hummel, DailyRoto.com is a passionate site that's packed full of daily fantasy players looking to sharpen their skills. Sign up for free and hop into the conversation at DailyRoto.com.
Draft World Fantasy Sports. brings the games to you with real cash prizes. Kick off your season. Choose your league. Draft your players. Or let DraftWorld's Quick Pick Wizard get you started. Then turn your knowledge into cash. DraftWorld offers low commissions on all fantasy sports. Cash prizes are paid as each league ends automatically. And every day, a new DraftWorld season starts. It's the world's way to play fantasy sports. DraftWorld.com.
Muscle Maker Grill was made for baseball season. Muscle Maker Grill supplies you with delicious, healthy meals that will give you energy to cheer on your team week after week. Whether you're craving flavorful salad, packed wraps, or guiltless entrees, Muscle Maker Grill has you covered. Hosting a game? No problem. Our catering packages will have your whole team satisfied with flavors ranging from Italian to Tex-Mex and much, much more. Visit MuscleMakerGrill.com for your nearest location and have a winning season.
Perhaps you thought Friday was the end of the work week for the Roto Experts in the morning, but hell no. We keep the expert train rolling every Saturday and Sunday on the FNTSY Sports Radio Network. Mike Blewett and George Kurtz keep you on top of your game and the actual games from the moment you wake up on the weekend. Assuming you're not hungover, lazy, or both, it's the Roto Experts in the morning. Weekend edition from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on demand at FNTSY.com or available for download on iTunes.
Many fantasy football players are focusing on their upcoming drafts later this summer. But the smart fantasy owner knows there's another big draft before the one where you pick the players. The first step in building a winner for the 2017 season is to draft the best team of experts for your preseason prep. So make the right selection and pick the squad at rotoexperts.com by purchasing the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. The Roto Experts roster features FSWA inaugural Hall of Famer and former Fantasy Football Writer of the Year Scott Engel, nationally acclaimed top ranker Jake Seeley, 2015 and 16 FSWA award winners Bobby McMahon and Brandon Murchison, and many more analysis with impressive stats. They bring you a draft package bursting with all-pro analysis and in-season coverage that'll guide you to title glory. So pick the team to help you build the right team. Make your first important selection of the 2017 season now and get the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package from rotoexperts.com. Be sure to enter promo code FREERADIO at checkout for your discount.
All right, we're back. The Fantasy Producers. Getting a little sweet emotion for you. Getting a little emotional. Mostly because the RotoExperts.com exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package is available right now. There's no, I know that there's a official like read for this, but I don't have it. So I'm just going to tell you again, RotoExperts.com exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. It's available now. You can go to RotoExperts.com, enter promo code Free Radio. Also today for Father's Day, you can enter promo code Dad. You can get an even more discount. Maybe it's a last minute gift for your dad there. What do you think, Kevin? You think you're going to get that for your dad?
He isn't in fantasy sports leagues for some reason. Like at his job, they all do it, but he's decided to not do it. But I think it's a great gift for most dads.
Yeah, my dad's not really into fantasy sports in general. Like, you know, we'll talk Yankees, we'll talk football, no problem. But I think when it came to fantasy, with the fantasy sports, he's a little bit more like old school guy. He doesn't really. He's like, you know, not really.
He cares about his Cowboys, and that's about it.
Oh no, your dad. Are you a Cowboys fan?
I am not.
What are you?
I'm an Eagles fan.
Wow.
Yeah,
Miss Lippy.
I can spice this up even more. I have two brothers. They're both Giants fans.
What the? Wow, I wish I could curse on this show so badly. I'm not like mad, but okay, you know what? Before we get into fantasy football, how did this happen?
I mean, my dad grew up a Cowboys fan, and I mean, they obviously dominated, I think, probably when he started to fall in love with football, so I think that that's easy to see. My brothers picked the Giants, I think, out of more hometown loyalty.
Okay.
We had an older cousin that was, like, always with us, though, so he almost felt like another brother to us, and I think that they kind of gravitated towards the team that he had already picked. And I just kind of fell in love with the Eagles. I just remember thinking Donovan McNabb was the absolute coolest. which is still absolutely true. And we had another older cousin who happened to be an Eagles fan. I think maybe I kind of more gravitated towards his way. And there you have it. We tried to convince my mom to become a Redskins fan. We figured we should really complete the division. She has not obliged. She continues to just cheer for the New York sports teams and our teams because she just doesn't feel any allegiance past that. So we have a dog. Lucky, she is a Redskins fan. She's not happy about the Kirk Cousins debacle. She finds it ridiculous, and they think that they should pay him by now.
Oh man, that poor dog's going to be chewing off something. He's going to be chewing off a lot more this season. But I do like that everybody in your family represents someone in the NFC East.
Well, yeah, we had to. When you have three of four, you got to find a way to close it out.
I think you did the right thing by giving the Washington football team to your dog here. Now that you have explained this, let's see how good I can be at maybe a little bit of fantasy football analysis. I hope you're ready for this because this is the first time that I'm actually starting to look at fantasy football. And normally, I'm pretty much your average fantasy football player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really start looking at my homework until about, you know, like the end of August, and really all I ever do. Actually, hold on a second. Hello, who is this? Come on in, good sir. my special guest is in, but he'll be coming on with us in the next hour. He'll be hanging out with you, Kevin, in the fishbowl while I sit here and control the world. So back to our fantasy football. The reason why I do though is I'm an extremely busy guy, and even being here. Listening to the guys every day, that's my homework now. That's my homework, Kevin.
Well, it helps. So when I intern, and people have heard me mention this a number of times last week when I was on the show, I interned for the Roto Experts in the morning when they were over at Sirius. And it's almost like cheating when you're playing against people that aren't doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
And it obviously helped me quite significantly in my league.
Yeah, that's exactly what The fun thing about this is that I get all different analysis on each player, and the one guy I'm going to start off with that I'm really, really concerned about is Julio Jones.
Mm.
What I'm concerned about is that I have this guy on my dynasty team, and really it's been him, that has led my team to back-to-back dynasty championships. I'm really happy about that. Cam Newton would help out too. And last year, thanks to David Johnson, who I'm keeping for the rest of my life. Thank you, dynasties.
As you should.
Yes. Now the question I am having here is that my dynasty league has come up with a new rule where we can only keep two players per position. And a total of six players. So I can keep two quarterbacks, I can keep two running backs, I can keep two wide receivers, two tight ends. And I'm getting nervous because I am stacked. Like, when I say I'm stacked at wide receiver, this was my wide receiving core. Julio Jones, T.Y. Hilton, Michael Thomas. Those are my top three right there. Then my bench was Sterling Shepard.
Nice.
And I actually don't have my league open right now, and I can't open my league because they lock it until we do our next fantasy draft, so I really don't even remember the rest of the guys. But right there, that's four pretty good wide receivers, and really the question is, I'm thinking I might need to throw Julio Jones back into... Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why Julio?
Here's why. That foot.
Yeah, but so I'm not sure again how your league works exactly. Walk me through this here. Can you trade right now?
Yes, I can absolutely trade. And the only problem is that the guys I do trades with in this league, they send some really weird trades. They send some really bad ones.
So this is, I'm going to see if I can make the comparison here. Are you an NBA guy at all?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, my sports have been football, hockey, baseball, basketball. That's how it really works. But I keep my nose in all of it.
Okay, so well, normally in the NBA though, when a guy is about to become a free agent and it seems pretty likely he's not going to re-sign, the motto is it's better to get something than nothing. And in this case, if you're just gonna move on from Julio, Michael Thomas is an absolute star. I'd keep him.
Well, that's why.
And T.Y. is really good. Shepard is young. Now, if you are concerned about the foot, I promise you, how many teams are in your league?
It's a 10-team league.
There is at least one, probably a lot more, but at least one guy that won't be and wants that talent, make a move.
Yeah, now the problem, though, is that this is something, and Scott Engel has told me this, you know, for years, never draft or never do anything fantasy sports-wise with your heart. He mostly means, don't just not pick a player because he plays for the Cowboys or the Eagles or something, because I'm a Giants fan. So, you know, I actually went by that. And granted, it did help me in the past. I learned that is wrong. So, yeah, like I don't mind picking up Ezekiel Elliott if I have the number one draft pick. Or I don't mind taking Jordan Matthews later on, maybe in the 10th round or something. I think I'd rather kind of get him a lot lower in some leagues. I have a lot of heart with Julio, mainly because, like, this guy has been on my fantasy football team from day one. I haven't gotten rid of this guy, and I don't...
And you should have. I mean, Julio is as good as everyone says.
But I'm, you know, and the one thing is that everyone talks about his foot and you know, how it's always been a lingering injury to him, and yet he still plays about 15 to 16. He will play about 15 games a year. Benny Ricciardi who said it on Target this week. He's really questioning if this is the year that he finally breaks down and misses a whole bunch of time. And if I lose Julio Jones, I'm a little afraid of how my draft strategy is. I believe I get the last pick in the first round of my dynasty league for this season for, you know, winning the championship. So I do like getting that 12-1 excuse me turn. See, again, this is what happens on the fantasy sports fantasy producers show. Normally, I tell these guys don't, you know, when they're coughing on the air. Sorry, this is, I know, sidebar completely with this. These guys don't use their cough buttons when they have to cough. They don't anything. So I try and tell people, like, guys, you've got the cough button here. You know, Kevin, if you look underneath, you'll see you've got your cough button there as well. You know, make use of it if you have to. But sometimes I'll just let some burps get out of the way. And then I just completely lose my train of thought. But we were talking about Julio Jones and his foot. And the other reason why I'm thinking about dropping Julio Jones is because I have guys like T.Y. Hilton, and really because of Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas became a godsend for me because, for the most part, my lineups were usually set every single week with my two wide receivers of basically Julio Jones, T.Y. Hilton, and then my flex position would always end up being Michael Thomas. I didn't want to use anybody else.
So I'm not anti moving on from Julio because I think Michael Thomas is a must keep. And then, in all honesty, I am on the side of caution when it comes to the Falcons as a whole this year, just because I think that Kyle Shanahan was that good. So that could be a little nerve-wracking that maybe the Falcons' offense will regress. And I think the Colts should be better because I think that Andrew Luck is going to have a really good year. But Julio is still so talented. Do not just cut ties. Make a trade. It's going to be worth it.
Yeah, I'm going to try and do that. We're going to come back with a little more fantasy football. I do want to get into a couple of leagues that I've been trying to get into with Scott Engel. Tony Cicada is going to get me into a league. And you know what? Talk a little more fantasy football. Coming back on the Fantasy Producers.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559, 800-894-5559.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559, 800-894-5559, 800-894-5559.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today. Unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
Shout out to our boys at InsideInjuries.com. Dr. A, every Wednesday on the Roto Experts in the Morning, he gives his update on injuries. I'm sure he will eventually talk about Julio Jones's foot. It's going to have to happen. But there is one way that you can listen. Because you now can take the world premier 24/7 fantasy sports radio network with you wherever you go. Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app now in the iTunes Store or on Google Play now and listen for free anytime, anywhere. You can hear Tony Cincotta on the treadmill, Benny Ricciardi in the car, or Greg Sussman on the subway. Or maybe you just want to relax with the King Scott Angle on the couch. Or Jake Seeley when you're jogging. I don't know if I want to go jogging with Jake Seeley. I know he likes to work out, but I don't know. I feel like jogging with him would be interesting only because like he would probably be running to the Star Wars theme or something like that. I don't know. We keep you updated and informed wherever you go. Get the Fantasy Sports Radio app for free. That's FNTSY, not FANTASY. FNTSY right now in the iTunes Store or on Google Play, and take the experts with you. Warning, cannot be responsible for what happens when listening to the fantasy executive Corey Parson in the shower.
Ridiculous.
I know, it's so creepy.
It's so ridiculous.
It was so creepy how I did that. Kind of did it like Barry White or Scotty Love. Before Scott Angle was the King Scott Angle, he was Scotty Love. But let's get back to a little bit of fantasy football, speaking of these guys. And it's more about some kind of unfortunate news happened to me, Kevin. Mm. Last year, I played in about 6 leagues. Do you know what happened to 5 of them?
Oh, no.
They all folded.
Really? That's a lot at once?
Yep. Kind of. It kind of gradually happened, like, during the year. after this season, after one season with one league, we decided to fold because the commissioner of the league just didn't care. Another one where a couple of the guys dropped out, and then another one was my high school, just my high school friends, but a lot of these guys just stopped caring about their fantasy teams, and I really got pissed off about that. So now I'm trying to get back into a few leagues. One of the leagues I am trying to get into, Tony Sincott is actually going to help me out. He had posted on Facebook that he wanted to get. He had a few leagues open, and I'm going to get into I messaged Tony on Facebook Messenger. I'm like, what's the lowest buy-in? Because I work with the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and it's okay. But I'm saving up my money for something special, so I want to make sure that when I'm investing in fantasy football, I'm not investing an insane amount. So I will be trying to get into one with Tony Sincada. The other one, this is a few years going on, Kevin. Scott Engel has a fantasy Kiss league. It's all Kiss fans. And the funny, I'm not a huge Kiss fan, but I've always I appreciate their music. I appreciate their culture, and one of my favorite movies of all time is Detroit Rock City. You ever see it?
No, I have not.
Oh, you got to watch it. It's such a great movie. It's so funny. It's kind of one of those coming of age movies, but much more badass. It's it's kind of like Dazed and Confused, but all about Kiss. It's these three teens. It's with Edward Furlong. Hey Vin, who else is in Detroit Rock City besides Edward Furlong here?
Besides Kiss.
Natasha Lyonne. That's right. From Orange Is the New Black.
And American Pie.
That's right. And the American Pie movies. That's kind of how I think that's how she kind of got her start. But I've been wanting to get into this league. And yesterday I got to see him, and I asked him. I'm like, Scott, can I get into the Kiss League? He's like, if we have an opening, yeah. So now I'm sitting here with on pins and needles, hoping I can get into at least one of these leagues here. I'm really hoping that I can get into this one. Here's where I'm getting a little nervous, though, because I've kind of boasted myself as I've won championships, this and that. This is going to be the first time I'm going to be playing with, some of the experts here. Some of the guys who work on the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Package.
It's a dangerous beast.
Yes. Make sure you go to rotoexperts.com, get your fantasy football package right now by entering entering promo code FREERADIO and promo code DAD to get some really nice discounts on that, which I'm probably going to do by the end of the day, because if I'm going to be getting into these leagues, I want to make sure that I'm actually doing my homework here, man.
Yeah, that you really have to if you're going to be going up against those guys. It becomes no longer a joke.
No.
That is huge. Do you feel what's the confidence level at?
Right now, it's about I want to say it's between a 6 and a 7, a little bit closer to 6 right now, only because I build it up in my head too much. A lot of things in my life, that's just how I am. I'll build so many things up as being a lot worse than it actually is. So I'm thinking great, if I get into this league with Tony, I'm going to end up in dead last. I'm probably not going to win one damn game, and I'm just going to make an absolute ass of myself, and I'm going to be nothing more than a producer for these guys, not a fantasy expert. So that's what it is. But maybe once I draft, maybe I'll feel a little bit better.
I think the thing though is, you just had five leagues drop this year, and a lot of that has to do with because too many guys don't care. In Tony's league, I'm sure it's been going on for many and many of years, whichever league it is that you're attempting to get into.
Yeah.
And every year, someone has come in last. So I would probably say I'm currently in one steady league with my buddies from college. We are 3 years in, so obviously it's not as if it has a long history. But I am nervous about it breaking up, and if that broke up, then I really don't have any type of league I could lean on. I think a league like that that Tony has is probably something you can certainly trust. I mean, for you to have six leagues and now five of them all evaporated, that's it. Kind of shows that in sometimes not all things last forever in fantasy, especially if you know one or two teams start to be dominant and or you know people age and grow up and they have you know bigger priorities.
Nothing lasts forever in the cold November fantasy football league. That was good.
I wanted to ask you, because you're in a dynasty league.
Yes.
And I'm someone who this applies to, and perhaps some of our listeners, though this may apply to them as well. The best way to go about starting a dynasty league, because that's something I am very interested in. Do you think that you should try to, you know, maybe build up a league like I have? We've been doing it for 3 years and see if you can take that group into more of a dynasty format. Is it something you start with fresh? What do you think the best strategy would be to create one of those?
To create I would say get a bunch of guys from this one league that you're in now. See how many of those guys you can get into the idea of doing a dynasty league, and then have them maybe bring like one or two other people in. And then really I would actually try and see how many days a week are you going to be here?
Unsure yet. It's actually up in the air at the moment.
So I would actually try and get maybe like one of these guys that works here. Maybe like I know guys like Mike Florio, Frank Stanfield, the Fantasy Best Friends Forever. Mm-hmm. These guys will definitely do as many leagues as possible. Yeah. Most of the guys here, as Benny Ricciardi will say, we're all degenerate gamblers. What the hell? Why not add another fantasy football league? The question really is you're going to be your buy-in?
Well, obviously, I think that that matters too. But now in Dynasty, are there other, I want to say, like, fees that would come within the season? I don't know.
No. I don't like doing, like, in-season fees. I really don't like
that.
Yeah,
I know some people do that, like, to kind of ensure that, you know, if you're in, you're in type of thing.
Here's something that I'm actually going to ask this week, and I'm going to ask some of the guys. Fines. I want, because, like, you know what? I played in too many leagues where guys didn't care. They didn't set up their lineups. I want to know about fining guys if you have a guy that's on a bye or a guy that's on the injured reserve, and they're still in your starting lineup. You know what? Forget kicking them out of the league. Fine these guys. Like, make them add a little bit more money to the pool.
You know, it's tough though, because those guys, you probably would never see that money from them. If they've already checked out, I think it's pretty tough to feel confident that you would be able to get them to buy in even more. You know what I mean?
See, this is where social media actually really does come in handy, because then, see, like, I'm not, like, I really need to get bigger in social media, because if I had been a little bit bigger on Twitter, maybe I could have called some of these guys out, you know, maybe do some kind of stupid gif of, like, I don't know, some guy like falling asleep looking at his computer or something like that. Like, hey, this is our buddy here. Look what he's doing. He freaking cares about his fantasy lineup. Come on, man.
It's tough. It happens. I think that's the other. There has to come a point though where you, I think, put enough effort in. That's one of the things I like about the Dynasty League though, is because it is a commitment that I think you really should buy into. But I'm also, it's because if you lose year one, that's okay. I think that it kind of now can give perhaps a certain guy to draft a different way. Maybe he is more interested now in saying, you know what, a lot of these guys are going to go year one. I'm going to try to win years 3, 4, and 5. Maybe there's a guy who says, screw all of this future stuff. I'm taking the old guys, but I know that they're going to give me production.
Yeah, I actually went with a mixture of, like, older guys, younger guys. For this draft that I'm coming up with, I'm probably going to go with a few more rookies. Maybe I can pick up Christian McCaffrey, something like that, because I do know I'm going to need an RB2 behind David Johnson. But you know what? Coming back, I want to know which of our FNTSY guys is going to be your daddy. By that, I'll let you know what I mean by that. Coming back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The FSTA honored the Fantasy Sports Radio Network thanks to the hard work of our fantasy experts and gurus. Of all our hardworking analysts, only one showed deadly accuracy on all of his fantasy baseball rankings. Enough to be honored by FantasyPros.com as the number one baseball ranker. In 2016, Jake Seeley was higher on Noah Syndergaard than anyone in the industry and stayed high on fantasy gems like Steven Piscotty and Leonis Martin. If you want to be as accurate as the All-In Kid, tune into Jake Seeley and all our all-star talent on the only place for award-winning fantasy analysis, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Looking for an edge in your daily fantasy contests? Head on over to DailyRoto.com, where you'll find the best free and premium content in the industry. Hone your skills or sweat out your games in the forums by talking DFS picks, strategy, and much more with a talented community of players. Founded by Drew Dinkmeyer, Mike Leone, and Adam Hummel, DailyRoto.com is a passionate site that's packed full of daily fantasy players looking to sharpen their skills. Sign up for free and hop into the conversation at DailyRoto.com.
Get on board to the fastest-growing fantasy sports radio network in the business. Featuring the FSTA award-winning On Target Fantasy, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the rookie of the year in the industry, and it's only growing. Fantasy Sports Radio Network at fntsy.com/radio.
Calling all drivers, want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
Everyone says you can get far with a good first impression.
Lower your now.
But if you want to make a great first impression with your fantasy lineups, then you need to listen to Fantasy First Look. You get top-notch fantasy advice from the fantasy Jesus, Joe Galina, Mike Florio, and me, Frank Stample. Together, our expertise will have all your league mates jealous of your teams by First Look. Listen to Fantasy First Look Mondays from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Download the FNTSY radio app on iTunes and Google Play.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls and the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Fantasy friends and frenemies unite. It's the Fantasy Best Friends Forever.
That is a full potpourri, a mixture, assortment, collection.
A mixture of dried petals and spices placed in a bowl or small sack to perfume clothing or a room.
Potpourri.
I thought flower beds, though. Flower petals.
We can be the flower petals of your day.
Fantasy BFFs, we make you smell good.
That's a pretty good tagline.
Fantasy Best Friends Forever. Weekdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Download the FNTSY radio app on iTunes and Google Play.
Eagles, my little toast to you, Kevin.
I appreciate it.
And you, Motown Philly's back again. Funny thing is, my special guest has come into the studio. We're going to bring him on in the next segment.
I love that you've kept it a surprise the whole time.
I mean, the surprise is only going to be great for like me. Nothing against our special guest. It's just, you know, it's not like I'm not going to say it's Charlie Sheen. Unfortunately, it's not.
We've there's still a lot of other possibilities that it could be.
But playing that song, him and I are actually like we're huge fans of the TV show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and there's one episode where they want to open for Boys to Men, and like what they do is that they bring out you know what I what the hell? Oh, my God. I just totally lost my train of thought here. No. And then how about I'm sorry. That's right. They're getting ready to audition to open for Boys to Men in Philly. And they get sick.
Oh, my goodness.
See? It all comes back around.
Oh, my
God. That's how it happens. It all comes back around. Oh, my God. We are the Fantasy Producers. Chris Bavona, Kevin Walsh. PJ Considori. Yeah, I called him PJ. I called you PJ, brother.
Does anyone know how he's doing in the tournament?
Actually, as far as I know, he's doing really well. You know what, PJ? Pete, how you doing there, buddy? Give us a call, 844-843-6879, if you don't remember that.
I think I was talking to him last week, and I was talking to him. I was on air with him for 2 hours. But one thing he said, that they actually might have a game during the show. So,
oh, yeah, okay.
So we could send out some good vibes to Pete while he's currently in the middle of a game.
Yeah, you know what? The funny thing is that I was going to give a little shout-out to Pete by doing a little hockey talk in one of these segments, but we got a little too caught up with fantasy football, and guess what? Our listeners love fantasy football, and you know me, Pete, and I, we're big hockey fans. Other than George Kurtz, not really big hockey guys. Benny Ricciardi likes hockey, but not necessarily from the fantasy perspective of it.
We could just quickly mention though that the list of the protected and unprotected players for the expansion draft has been released, which is obviously a big deal.
Yeah,
bringing in the what's the name of the team again? It's slipping me.
Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, I like the name. I think it's got a really really sweet ring
to it.
I
actually don't like it that much. I like the Knights part. But you don't need the golden. I would have loved if they had just called themselves the Vegas Knights.
It would have. All right. So wait, let me throw something at you completely off. I know we're almost closing up on our break. The Oakland Raiders are supposedly moving. Not supposedly. I believe they're moving to Las Vegas.
They are
right?
Moving to Las Vegas. It'll be for the 2018 season.
A buddy of mine says that the Las Vegas Raiders, great name. Am I off base here? Reno Raiders, is that not the way to go?
I mean, if they were playing in Reno, yeah.
They could make it work, though. I mean, New York Giants, New York Jets, they both play in Jersey. Like, come
yeah,
on.
But that doesn't, yeah, but it doesn't work because it's not Reno.
How far off from Reno could it be?
It's about like three, I think it's like 3-4 hours difference.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry. I mean,
all right, well, which one sounds better, though?
Our sounds great.
Okay, that's fine. I'll live with that then. He was saying that the Las Vegas sounded better. I thought that was egregious.
The Las Vegas. I like Vegas Raiders. Like again, like I like.
So you don't like the loss part, though. I don't think that's an option.
Normally, I do like the Las Vegas part, but specifically for these two teams, Vegas Raiders, Vegas Knights. I think that has a better ring to it.
I think that's what everyone will call them for what it's worth. I think people will just say, "Yeah, the Vegas Raiders are on." People will probably chop that loss off pretty quickly.
Yeah, I like it because like it's you know like talking about like oh man, we had a crazy Vegas night. So it would be like a kind of double entendre there. Oh, my God. 1 hour down. Coming back, we're going to be talking nothing but movies. My favorite. Coming back on the Fantasy Producers.